The title of this module is Meaningful Use of the Electronic Health Record, or EHR. The objectives for this module are to provide an overview of the five guiding principles for meaningful use, define the metrics that will be used to measure meaningful use, which includes adoption and use of a certified EHR, discuss the timeline and incentives for meeting meaningful use criteria defined by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid services, and to describe the value and qualities provided by a certified EHR. The five underlying principles that drive meaningful use may be defined as 1. Improving quality, safety, and efficiency of healthcare. 2. Engaging patients in their care. 3. Increasing coordination of care. 4. Improving the health status of the population. And finally, 5. Ensuring privacy and security of health information. In this presentation, we will look at how these five underlying principles apply to meaningful use of certified electronic health records, health information exchanges, and clinical quality measures. What is meaningful use? Meaningful use was established by the ARRA legislation, also known as the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, that passed in 2009. The intention of this legislation was that providers and hospitals not only implement certified electronic health records, but also make meaningful use of those systems and the data contained in them. Incentive payments through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, will be used to ensure that this occurs. The expectation is that electronic health records and health information technology are implemented in a manner in which the achievement of goals that support the five underlying principles are directly measured and demonstrated. There has been a very compressed timeline in which the meaningful use of a certified electronic health record has moved forward. The initial proposals defining meaningful use and defining the standards for certification of the EHR were published in the Federal Register on January 13, 2010 by CMS and ONC, the Office of the National Coordinator, respectively. The final rule report entitled Health Information Technology, Initial Set of Standards, Implementation Specifications, and Certification Criteria for Electronic Health Record Technology was published in the Federal Register on July 13, 2010. Also on July 13, 2010, CMS published in the Federal Register its paper defining meaningful use metrics and schedules for incentive payments to eligible professionals, EPs, and eligible hospitals, EHs, that implement a certified EHR and meet the meaningful use criteria. Collectively, this legislation establishes criteria for EHR certification, the metrics for meaningful use of a certified EHR, and a timeline for incentive payments that will begin in 2011. Requirements for the meaningful use of the EHR will be implemented in 3 stages. In Stage 1, the eligible providers, EPs, and eligible hospitals will collect and share patient data. Stage 1 conditions will be described in more detail in this presentation. In Stage 2, it is expected meaningful use requirements will include rigorous expectations for health information exchange, include more demanding requirements for e-prescribing and incorporating structured laboratory results, and the expectation that providers will electronically transmit patient care summaries to support transitions in care across unaffiliated providers, settings, and EHR systems. Increasingly robust expectations for health information exchange in Stage 2 and Stage 3 will support and make real the goal that information follows the patient. Stage 2 will build upon Stage 1 by altering the expectations of the functionalities in Stage 1 and adding new functionalities which are not yet ready for inclusion in Stage 1, but whose provision is necessary to maximize the potential of EHR technology. The goals for stage 3 meaningful use criteria are to focus on promoting improvements in quality, safety, and efficiency, leading to improved health outcomes, focusing on decision support for national high-priority conditions, patient access to self-management tools, access to comprehensive patient data through robust, patient-centered health information exchange, and improving population health. This slide provides a chart that shows the year that incentive payments will begin for each stage based on when a provider or hospital begins participating. A major change from the implementation timeline published earlier is that Stage 3, which was to begin in 2015, is now left undetermined. The new schedule describes a more relaxed implementation plan than the one originally envisioned. As can be seen from this slide, the implementation of payment incentives to eligible hospitals uses a complex formula. To understand this fully, it is best to study the detailed explanation of the EEH Schedule of Incentives and Requirements as published in the CMS document, which is included as a resource to this module. As we begin the examination of the meaningful use criteria for Stage 1, it is important to note the general organization of the metrics. There are 15 core metrics for meaningful use of a certified EHR that must be met by eligible practitioners and eligible hospitals in order to meet Stage 1 implementation requirements. All of the guiding principles have core metrics associated with them except for improving the health status of the population. In addition, EPs and EHs must choose another 5 measurable outcomes from an additional menu of metrics. Of these 5, at least 2 must support the public health goal of improving the health status of the population. Stage 1 meaningful use metrics that map to data collection requirements include the following core metrics. More than 80% of all unique patients seen by the EP or admitted to the EH have at least one entry, or an indication of none, recorded as structured data, essentially an up-to-date problem list of current and active diagnoses based on ICD-9-CM or SNOMED CT must be maintained. Another metric is that more than 80% of all unique patients seen by the EP or admitted to the EH have at least one entry, or an indication of none if the patient is not currently prescribed, recorded as structured data. It is suggested that RxNorm is used as a nomenclature system. RxNorm is a standardized nomenclature for clinical drugs and drug delivery devices produced by the National Library of Medicine. In RxNorm, the name of the clinical drug combines its ingredients, strengths, and/or form. Another criteria is that more than 80% of all unique patients seen by the EP or admitted to the EH have at least one entry, or an indication of none of the patient has no medication allergies, recorded as structured data. Unique ingredient identifiers, UNIIs, are used to identify and code for substances and drugs, biologics, foods, and devices. Another criteria is that more than 50% of all unique patients seen by the EP or admitted to the EH have demographics recorded as structured data. The minimum demographics required for Stage 1 are language, gender, race, ethnicity, and date of birth, plus date and cause of death in the event of mortality for EHs. Another metric is that at least 50% of all unique patients age 2 and over seen by the EP or admitted to the EH must have their blood pressure recorded, as well as their height and weight. BMI is to be calculated from height and weight. Additionally, a growth chart for children aged 2 to 20 is to be plotted. And another metric is that more than 50% of all unique patients aged 13 and over seen by the EP or admitted to the EH have smoking status recorded. An additional meaningful use metric that is included in the menu as an optional selection piece is that at least 40% of all clinical lab tests ordered whose results are positive, negative, or numerical format are incorporated in certified EHR technology as structured data. LOINC is recommended as a coding and stands for Logical Observation Identifiers, Names, and Codes. The purpose of LOINC is to facilitate the exchange and pooling of clinical results for clinical care outcomes management and research by providing a set of universal codes and names to identify laboratory and other clinical observations. The Regent Streef Institute, an internationally renowned healthcare and informatics research organization, maintains the LOINC database and supporting documentation. The certified EHR is expected to perform a number of functions. The meaningful use metrics for Stage 1 include the following core requirements: that the EP/EH has enabled all drug-drug and drug allergy checks that are available through the EHR. They are required to implement one clinical decision support rule relevant to specialty or high clinical priority or related to a high priority hospital condition, along with the ability to track compliance with that rule. Must perform medication reconciliations for at least 50% of relevant encounters and transitions of care. Must provide 50% of all patients who request an electronic copy of their health information, which includes diagnostic tests, results, problem list, medication list, allergies, and in the case of the hospital, discharge summary or procedures, within 3 business days. Both the continuity of care record, CCR, and the continuity of care document, CCD, are designed as ways of passing information between entities. For example, when a patient leaves the hospital, information can be passed to their primary physician through one of these types. Clinical summaries provided for at least 50% of all office visits within 3 days. And at least 50% of all patients who are discharged from an eligible hospital and who request an electronic copy of their discharge instructions and procedures are provided it. We now continue with the Stage 1 functional metrics and turn to the ones from the menu selection. These include ones such as more than 20% of all unique patients 65 years or older or 5 years or younger were sent an appropriate reminder during the EHR reporting period. These reminders are sent according to the patient preference, such as mail, email, phone, or personal health record. At least 10% of all unique patients seen by the EP are provided timely electronic access to their health information. This includes lab results, problem lists, medication lists, allergies, etc., within 4 days of the information being available to the EP. The EP or EH who transitions their patient to another setting of care or provider of care or refers their patient to another provider of care should provide a summary of care record for more than 50% of transitions of care and referrals. Another metric is the ability to generate lists of patients by specific conditions to use for quality improvement, reduction of disparities, and outreach, and must produce at least one report for a specific condition. Another metric states that the EP/EH has enabled drug formulary checking and has access to at least one internal or external drug formulary for the entire EHR reporting period. Another metric states that more than 50% of all unique patients 65 years or older admitted to the EH's inpatient department have an indication of an advanced directive status recorded. More than 10% of all unique patients seen by the EP or admitted to the eligible hospital's inpatient or emergency department are provided patient-specific education resources. There is an underlying expectation that the information provided to patients will be communicated in form and manner that is understandable to them. One of the main goals of meaningful use of electronic health record is to use computerized physician order entry for medication orders directly entered by actually any licensed healthcare professional who can enter orders into the medical record per state, local, and professional guidelines. The associated meaningful use metric is that more than 30% of unique patients with at least one medication in their medication list seen by the EP or admitted to the EH's inpatient or emergency department have at least one medication order entered using CPOE. Another metric is that at least 40% of all permissible prescriptions written by the EP are transmitted electronically using EHR technology. NCPDP, which stands for National Council for Prescription Drug Programs, is the current standard adopted by Health and Human Services for specified transactions involving the communication of a prescription or prescription-related information between prescribers and dispensers. The Health Information Exchange core metric requires that there's capability to exchange key clinical information, for example, problem list, medication list, allergies, diagnostic test results, among providers of care and patient-authorized entities electronically. Stage 1 public health metrics, these are all non-core menu items, but at least two must be chosen as part of the 5 meaningful use metrics that are optional. One is the capability to provide electronic syndromic surveillance data to public health agencies and actual transmission according to applicable law and practice. Syndromic surveillance systems monitor data from schools, absenteeism logs, emergency call systems, hospitals' over-the-counter drug sale records, internet searches, and other data sources to detect unusual patterns. When a spike in activity is seen in any of the monitored systems, disease epidemiologists and public health professionals are alerted that there may be an issue. Another metric is the capability to submit electronic data to immunization registries and carry out actual submission where required and accepted, at least one test. Final metric in this area is the capability to provide electronic submission of reportable lab results as required by state or law to public health agencies and carry out actual submission where it can be received. This is for hospitals only. There's one metric that relates to health information exchange and security, and that metric is to protect electronic health information created or maintained by the certified EHR technology through the implementation of appropriate technical capabilities. The actual metric for 2011, stage one, is to conduct or review a security risk analysis and implement security updates as necessary. Other specifications, which are not listed in terms of meaningful use metrics but identified as certification requirements by ONC, require address the need for encryption and decryption of electronic health information and the standards for that, the need to record the date, time, patient identification, and user identification when electronic health information is created, modified, deleted, or printed, and an indication of which action occurred. They must also use secure hashing algorithm to verify that electronic health information has not been altered in transit. The use of a cross-enterprise secure transaction that contains sufficient identification information such that the receiver can make access control decisions and produce detailed and accurate security audit trails. Finally, the date, time, patient identification, user identification, and description of disclosure must be recorded. Clinical quality measures consist of measures of processes, experience, and or outcomes of patient care, observations, or treatment that relate to one or more quality aims for healthcare, such as effective, safe, efficient, patient-centered, equitable, and timely care. One metric for clinical quality is that quality measures reported must be captured by and reported from a certified EHR. Quality measures have been derived using a number of resources. NQF is National Quality Forum. HQA is Hospital Quality Alliance. CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. PQRI is Physician Quality Reporting Initiative. AQA, formerly known as the Ambulatory Care Quality Alliance, now represents a broader coalition of interests and is called AQA. Eligible hospitals and eligible practitioners must report on a number of specific quality measures, some of which will overlap with existing RHQDAPU reporting hospital quality data for annual payment update lists and the Physician Quality Reporting Initiative list. Clinical quality measures are covered more thoroughly in Component 11, Unit 2C. Use of a certified EHR system is a central construct in achieving meaningful use, along with the constructs of health information exchange and the use of clinical quality measures to achieve meaningful use goals at each stage of implementation. Certification of an EHR will be tightly linked to the metrics developed for meaningful use. In fact, some of the meaningful use metrics, such as the ones identified in security and data collection areas, can almost be viewed as system specifications. Both health information exchange and clinical quality measures will be elaborated in the next two modules of this unit. Basic benchmark for an EHR considering application for certification is that it meets the minimum dataset requirements and has the potential to satisfy the requirements used to measure meaningful use now and in the future. Actual implementation criteria for a certified EHR will be directly tied to the meaningful use criteria. Just as meaningful use criteria will be enhanced over a period of time, it can be expected that standards for certification will also be enhanced. The EHR capacity identified in the slide represents those defined for Stage 1. Certification could be for an entire EHR system or may be for an individual modules. It is presumed that if an EHR is certified, that each module in the EHR would also be considered certified. Why certify? Certifications will provide assurance to purchasers and other users that an EHR system offers the necessary technological capability, functionality and security to help them meet the meaningful use criteria established. Providers and patients must also be confident that the EHR systems they use are secure, can maintain data confidentiality, can work with other systems, share information. Certification of EHR systems is an important step in ensuring that meaningful use requirements are met and that the benefit of improved patient care is realized. As part of the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH Act, $19 billion were allocated in the form of bonuses to eligible professionals and eligible hospitals to encourage the healthcare industry to adopt information technology, and that technology must include certified EHR technology. These incentives will be administered by CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and are tied to meaningful use criteria. On January 13, 2010, the Office of the National Coordinator, ONCE, issued an interim final rule on the initial set of standards, implementation specification, and certification criteria for EHR systems. After a commenting period, the final rule was published in the Federal Register on July 13, 2010. In this document, the ONCE identifies itself as the agency that would approve interested organizations as an ONCE authorized testing and certification body. In July 2004, the Certificate Commission for Health Information Technology, CCHIT, was started as a private sector-led initiative to certify health IT products. They began certifying EHRs in 2006 and claimed to have established the first comprehensive practical definition of what capabilities were needed in these systems. The certification criteria were developed through voluntary, consensus-based process engaging diverse stakeholders, and the Certificate Commission was officially recognized by the federal government as a certifying body. CCHIT claimed to have certified 75% of EHR systems on the market by 2009 and has announced its intention to become an ONCE authorized testing and certification body as described in the new ONCE regulations. With the release of the regulations, ONCE has provided the opportunity for other organizations to become ONCE authorized testing and certification body. At this point, one can only surmise what other organizations may take on this task. Again, it is important to recognize that certification criteria are driven at the federal level by the ONCE and CMS, but there has been opportunity for public input which was provided and resulted in modifications to the document. It is possible that states may add additional criteria, but the federally based requirements will represent the minimum requirements for participation in the ONCE-sponsored certification process. Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, the HITECH Act, ties the standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria adopted in the ONC ruling to the incentives under the Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive programs by requiring the meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The ONC ruling creates specific standards beginning in 2011 in four areas. First is vocabulary standards. These are standardized nomenclature and code sets used to describe clinical problems and procedures, medications, and allergies. There is limited adoption of specific vocabulary standards in the initial set. Vocabulary and code sets have been limited to those with which the regulated community is already required to comply. The second would be in the area of content exchange standards, and these are standards used to share clinical information such as clinical summaries, prescriptions, and structured electronic documents. The third area is in transport standards, standards used to establish common, predictable, secure communication protocol between systems. And finally, privacy and security standards, which include authentication, access control, transmission security. Privacy and security standards relate to and span across all of the other types of standards. Certified EHR technology will be tested and certified as being capable of complying with adopted standards.